أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. أفرأيت الذي كفر بآياتنا وقال لأوتين مالا وولدا. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to us of those who are rightly guided and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases a person in guidance. Allah spoke of al-baqiyatu salihat, the everlasting acts of righteousness. And we explain what is meant by them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those acts, everlasting virtues, are better in the presence of Allah in terms of the reward that you are going to get in return, and also what you will find when you go back to Allah Azza wa Jal. There was a great Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by the name of Khabbab ibn al-Arad radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He had lent some money to one of the enemies of Islam by the name of As ibn al-Wa'il. And when he demanded payment from As ibn al-Wa'il, As said to him that, I will only pay you back your money on condition you disassociate yourself from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, I will never do that until you die and you are resurrected, you are brought back to life. In other words, don't expect me to ever do such a thing. Not in this world, not in Akhirah. So when As ibn Wa'il heard this, he said to Khabbab, do you really think I will die and be brought back to life? Well, if that's the case, then I will pay you back your money when I am brought back to life. He's mocking at this fundamental belief of the Muslims. And he says, when I resurrected, I will have all my wealth with me and all my children, they will still be with me, so I'll pay you back when that happens. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the next ayah regarding this comment made by As ibn Wa'il. Allah says in ayah number 77 of Surah Maryam, أَفَرَأَيْتَ الَّذِي كَفَرَ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, have you seen the one who committed kufr? He had just believed bi ayatina, in our signs, in our verses. وقال, and what did he say? لَأُوتَيَنَّ مَالَ وَوَلَدًا. He says, I will certainly, most definitely be given wealth and children, meaning in the future, when I am brought back to life. All of this will be with me. Attala al ghayb, Allah says, has he peeped into the unseen? He's saying this with such certainty as if he has knowledge of what is to happen in the future. Has he peeped into the unseen? Amittakhadha inda ar-Rahmani ahda. He says it with so much conviction, it seems as he has entered into an agreement with Allah. Has he peeped into the unseen, or has he taken a covenant from Allah, and has he taken a promise from Allah that when he is resurrected, all of this will be given back to him? Kalla, Allah says, never. Sanaktub ma yaqul, Allah Azza wa Jal says, we will record what he says. What he says right now, mocking at the Muslims, Allah says, we will record it. Wa namuddu lahu min al-'adhabi madda, Allah says, and we will extend the punishment for him extensively. That is what he will get when he is resurrected in Akhirah. وَنَرِثُهُ مَا يَقُولُ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we will inherit from him all that he speaks about, whatever he is talking about, whatever he is speaking about, his might, his power, his children and his wealth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we are eventually going to inherit it from him, because that is what he is going to leave behind. وَيَأْتِينَا فَرْدًا, Allah says, he will come to us all alone. No wealth and no children, but by himself. وَاتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ آلِهَةً, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of those who have taken false gods other than Allah azza wa jal. Allah says, they have taken gods besides Allah. Why do they take these gods? Why do they turn to these false gods? لِيَكُونُ لَهُمْ عِزَّةً, so that these false gods may be a might for them, a source of power for them. They look at them as protectors, and they look at them as deities and gods that will save them against the might of Allah or the punishment of Akhirah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Kalla, never. This will never happen. سَيَكْفُرُونَ بِعِبَادَتِهِمْ. We spoke of this previously. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions it here again. Those very gods that people have worshipped in this world, other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and those gods that they have taken as protectors, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they will be given the ability and the power to speak on the day of Qiyamah. If they were lifeless objects, Allah will inject life into them. They will speak and they themselves will deny the worship of those people. They themselves will come out, speak against them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so rather than being protectors for them in Akhirah, and rather than defending them in Akhirah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, سَيَكْفُرُونَ بِعِبَادَتِهِمْ. They will deny their worshipping. وَيَكُونُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ ضِدًّا. And rather than being protectors for them, Allah says they will stand as opponents against them. And they will oppose them in Al-Akhirah. May Allah grant us the understanding.